From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. The increasing polarization of the political process in Utah and across the nation is the next issue identified by the Utah Foundation as part of its Utah Priorities Project. In their survey, voters ranked partisan politics the eighth most important concern. KUER's Dan Bomas looks at the issue.
A former president who also served for many years in Congress once said, "Truth is the glue that holds government together. Compromise is the oil that makes government go." Over the past several years, it has seemed at times that government was pretty low on that oil, about ready to seize up. That high level of partisan conflict is new on the Utah Priorities Project of issues identified by Utah voters. Utah Foundation researcher Morgan Lyon Cotty says Congress is the area voters look at first as an example of how partisan bickering is gumming up the works.
There's actually statistics and data that back this up. We see that the difference between the two major parties in Congress, that gap between their two average ideologies, is larger than it has been at any time since Reconstruction.
And how do you measure that?
There's a couple of political scientists that have figured out a way to measure the ideology of each member of Congress. And each year they pull all the Republicans and they pull all the Democrats and they get that average score. And we see that the difference between those two, the average ideology of Republicans and the average of Democrats, is pretty wide right now.
A Utah Foundation report released last year also suggested Utah's unique caucus and convention system for nominating candidates may be discouraging some voters and keeping them away from the polls. Utah's voter turnout has dropped from 67% in 1992 to just 50% in 2008. Kirk Jowers, the director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah, said on KUER's Radio West in December that the system gives convention delegates a lot of power. And that means candidates spend a lot of their time focusing on a relatively small group of voters who often hold views far out of the mainstream.
We focus all of this attention on these very few delegates. And if they can get over 60% there, they don't have to face a primary. And the way our state is set up demographically and yet in redistricting and everything else, there are very few general elections that truly matter.
The battle over drawing new legislative districts and other political boundaries in Utah comes up every 10 years after the census. The Utah legislature had that job, and Democrats charged the Republican majority was drawing maps to suit themselves and making important decisions behind closed doors. That's led to a battle over access to the public records of those deliberations. But the chairman of Utah's Republican Party, Thomas Wright, says that's mostly political theater.
I think that what gets reported in the media and how that is being reported is greatly damaging voter turnout in Utah. And I think it's sad because only two Democrats voted against those maps, and the Democrats were heavily involved in drawing those lines.
Wright says Republicans and Democrats made a serious effort to increase participation in this year's party caucuses, and they did get significantly higher attendance this year. Right now, he says the party is working hard to increase voter turnout. The Utah Foundation research report on strident partisan politics as an issue in this year's election is available on the website at utahfoundation.org. Oh, and that former president who called compromise the oil of government? That was Gerald Ford, who served as minority leader in the U.S. House of Representatives for 8 years. Tomorrow, Utah voters rank the environment and specifically air quality seventh on the list of the issues of greatest concern. I'm Dan Bomas, KUER News.